USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden on Monday mourned the lives lost in a deadly incident at a Wisconsin holiday parade, calling the violence a tragedy.
The people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit is going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy.
At least 5 are dead and 40 others injured after a man drove his vehicle through the Waukesha, Wisconsin holiday parade. Attorney Mark Richards said Monday that if he were to offer advice to Kyle Rittenhouse, it would be to change his name and start his life over. Richards responded to a question from a Fox News reporter about several Republican members of Congress offering to have Rittenhouse as a congressional intern. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in the Northern Territories to the Howard Springs quarantine camp located in Darwin after 9 new COVID-19 cases were identified in the community of Binjari. Residents of Binjari and Rockhole no longer have the 5 reasons to leave their homes, said Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner.
It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now.
The move comes after hard lockdowns were instituted in the communities of both Binjari and nearby Rockhole on Saturday night. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell on Monday dropped out of a race for a seat representing Pennsylvania. Parnell said the decision stemmed from a court ruling hours earlier that stripped him of primary custody of his children. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, has been nominated for another term.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was nominated for a second 4-year term by President Biden on Monday, extending a tenure that began with President Trump. The ex-investment banker is being asked to finish the most consequential revamp of monetary policy since the 1970s. Lael Brainard, the Federal Reserve board member who was the other top candidate for the job, was nominated as vice chair. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced Monday that he will ask state lawmakers to cut gas and fuel taxes by $1 billion in the upcoming January session of the legislature. DeSantis said that nothing has pinched people more than these gas prices. In addition to relief for Floridians via the tax cut, he called on fuel stations to reduce prices by 25 cents per gallon. DeSantis said he is concerned that an increase in salaries and wages will not be enough to cover the rising costs of goods. Even if you start making more money, if the prices for goods and fuel are going up faster than your wages or salary, you're actually losing money in this inflationary economy, the governor said. The governor added he is pushing back on the Biden administration's inflationary pressures. According to AAA, the national average price for regular grade gasoline on November 22nd was $3.41 per gallon. The highest ever national gas price average was $4.11 on July 17th, 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.